so tender and mild.
If we didn't have the story of Christmas,
如果没有圣诞节的这样的故事，我们会怎么样？
Absolutely wonderful.
绝对是奇妙的。
Jesus came to save me. Hallelujah.
耶稣基督来拯救我。 Hallelujah.
All right, Exodus chapter 20. We've been learning a little bit about the Ten Commandments and especially the seriousness of the Ten Commandments.
In the 出埃及记第二十章，我们呢就是学了一点点关于十诫，特别是关于十诫的严肃性。
So, what are these Ten Commandments?
那么这十诫是什么呢？
You remember, the congregation of the children of Israel were gathered at the foot of Mount Sinai.
你们大家记得呢，当时的以色列人聚在那个西奈山的山脚下。
And the Lord decided to put on a bit of a demonstration for them. So when they came to hear him, he came to hear to teach them, but he did a lot of things beforehand.
所以呢，主呢想呢对他们呢就是说是做一些展示，然后呢他对他们做了一些事情，他们呢也对他做了事情，所以呢主呢要在他们面前跟他们讲话。
So there were thunders and lightnings, a thick cloud, a loud, very loud trumpet, smoke, and an earthquake.
现在就是说有那样的就是大的闪电大电的雷声，然后有那个密云，然后呢就是说是有那个号角也吹响了，还有地震。
Now some of us have experienced a little bit of that here and there.
所以我们有些人呢在这里那里都经历过一点点关于这样的东西。
When was the last time you were in an earthquake? When there was thunder and lightning and an earthquake.
所以你的上次呢，就是经历那个地震是什么时候呢？在地震的时候，同时呢也有闪电，有雷电。
You say what?
你说什么什么？
Okay, And then all of a sudden the ground around you started to smoke.
然后呢，突然呢，在你周围的地上都冒出了烟。
It's almost like a volcanic eruption.
所以那些的就是说是那些烟呢，就像火山爆发一样。
And then a loud trumpet.
然后一个大的号角吹响。
And then a booming voice.
然后有那种大的声音。
Verse 2 of chapter 20.
那第二十章的第二节。
God said, I am the Lord your God.
所以神说呢，我是耶和华你的神。
Wow.
Wow.
It's an amazing introduction.
这是一个非常的神奇的介绍。
He said, I brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
所以呢，曾将你从埃及为奴之地领出来。
Number one, you shall have no other gods before me.
第一件事，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Well, that certainly is logical.
这个通肯定是非常有逻辑的。
No other god has ever put together an introduction like this.
有没有其他的神呢？把这样的做出这样一个介绍呢？
No other god had performed countless miracles before them in previous days and weeks and years.
没有其他神呢，在他们面前行了无数的神迹，在他们之前的日子和年月里。
So, the first commandment then is, you shall have no other gods before me.
所以第一件事呢，除了我以外，不，你不可有别的神。
And the second commandment then is, verse 4, you shall not make for yourself any graven image or any likeness of anything that is on the earth.
所以第二件事呢，不可为自己雕刻任何偶像，也不可做任何形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物。
Nothing in heaven above.
这不没有什么形象，仿佛天上天。
Nothing in the earth beneath.
那不是在下地的。
Nothing that is in the water under the earth.
也不是在地底下水中的百物。
It's amazing, isn't it?
是非常神奇的，是不是呢？
God knows the hearts of men.
神知道人的内心。
You will find people today who will, they'll hang something from the mirror in their car.
因为今天呢，就是说你发现有些人呢，在他的车里的那个倒后镜上挂个东西。
And you say to them, what are you doing?
我说你在干嘛？
Well, they say, that's good luck.
这个呢，给我带了好运。
No other gods, the Lord says, you'll have no other gods before me.
所以主说呢，你在除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
And I've told you the story of my friend who used to fellowship with us here, who was doing a renovation on a house in Shaughnessy.
所以呢，就是说我跟大家讲过这个故事，有一个人呢，他通常呢在我们这里谈气的，他在 Shaughnessy 那里呢在装修一个房子。
A medical doctor owned the house.
所以那个医生呢拥有那个房子。
My friend said, yes, I'll fix up the basement and I'll do this and I'll do that. And there were a couple of fiberglass lions sitting on the front steps.
所以这个里面呢就是说他我的朋友说呢我会把你地下室装修好其他都装修好但是在前面呢有两个玻璃纤维的那个狮子在那里。
So he said to the man, I'll get rid of those fiberglass lions.
所以呢那个人说我会把这两个玻璃纤维的石狮拿走。
And the man said, no, they'll stay.
那个人说不，还要留在那里。
He said, no, they don't look very good. They're chipped and so on. I'll get rid of them.
然后呢，他们看起来并不好，这到处呢都这里坑坑洼洼，我把它拿走。
And the man said, those lions will stay.
那个人说呢，这些狮子应该留在那里。
He said, my friend said, you're a brain surgeon? And you want those crummy lions to stay?
他说你是个脑科医生你 要这样的这样的一个不动的狮子留在这里。
And that brain surgeon felt that those lions would bring him good luck.
所以这个脑科外科医生呢认为这两个狮子呢会给他带来好运。
If you were God, would you have been insulted?
所以呢如果你是神你感觉到被攻击了吗？
What a terrible thing to say to the God who made you, I don't care about you, but I like that fiberglass lion there.
所以呢，就是说这一个多么可怕的事，对神说呢，我才不关心你呢，我呢看过这两个，就是说是玻璃纤维的石子的这个。
These commandments are important.
他的诫命是非常重要的。
You just try treating your mother like that.
你试试这样对你妈妈。
You say, "Mommy, I don't want your dinner."
你说妈妈，我不想吃你做的晚餐。
I don't know what else to suggest. I'm going to eat a potato chip that I got from Wally next door. I don't want supper. I just want one potato chip.
现在我不知道下一个该说什么，但是我就只想吃那个薯片。薯片我从那个就是瓦里那个商店里买来的。我今天晚餐我就吃薯片。
And mommy says, "What on earth kind of a child have I got?"
妈妈说："那我到底生出一个什么样的孩子？"
Don't insult God.
不要去攻击神。
By making a little image, or a cross, or this, or that, or the other thing.
通过呢一个小小的雕像呢，或者说一个十字架或者其他的那些东西去攻击神。
He says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me."
他说除了我以外不可有别的神。
Then verse 7, he gives the third commandment: "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain."
然后第七节，他给出第三戒，不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain.
因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以为他无罪。
So I was listening to CKNW on the radio a few years ago.
我那几年前我在那个收音机里听到 CKNW。
And on that program, they took the Lord's name in vain.
就在那个节目里呢，他们妄称耶和华的名。
So I phoned the manager of the rail of the CKNW, and I said, "Excuse me," but I said, "You have taken the Lord's name in vain on your program."
然后我打电话给他们经理说，那个 CKNW 的那个经理说呢，对不起，你们在妄称耶和华的名，在这个节目里。
Oh, he said, "That's not me. That's just the way it was written."
那这个不是我，是因为那个稿子是这样的。
I said, "You, sir, are responsible."
我说，那你应该的，这对这个事情负责。
And he gave another excuse.
他可能给我另外一个借口。
So I said to them, "Well, why don't you take the name of Allah in vain? Why don't you use that name?"
我说，那你为什么不去妄称阿拉的名字呢？你为什么不去妄称那个名字呢？
He would never do that.
他不会那么做的。
Do you ever hear the name of Buddha taken in vain?
有没有就是说妄称那个佛祖的名字？
And all kinds of other gods in the world taken in vain?
所以呢，其他的在世界上各有种各类的神，他们妄称他的名字吗？
No.
没有。
Happy to take the name of Jesus in vain?
他们就是妄称主耶稣的名字。
Happy to take the name of God in vain?
他们呢就是非常高兴的妄称神的名。
They use the word holy to describe all kinds of things that are absolutely terrible and filthy.
他们呢，就是说用那个 holy 圣洁呢，去描绘那些所有可怕的、肮脏的事情。
You wouldn't talk about your family like that.
你不会对你的家人呢去说话。
They wouldn't talk even about the politicians like that.
他们甚至对政客也不会那么说。
And God is offended.
神是被冒犯了。
When people break his Ten Commandments.
当人们呢破违反了他的十诫的时候。
No other gods before me.
除我之外没有别神。
Don't make any graven image.
不要就是做任何的偶像。
And don't ever take his name in vain.
不可妄称他的名。
All right, number 8 is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
第八节说那当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
I called that number 8 because it's the 8th verse. It's really number 4. I apologize.
所以我把它称为第八个呢，其实说它是第四节。我抱歉，因为是第八节。
Why was that verse put in?
为什么这节经文在中间？
Well, one of the reasons it was put in order that we might remember God.
所以其中一个方式呢，就是放在这里，是因为我们可以去纪念神。
Every day, every seventh day, you take the day off.
每个第七天呢，你就休息一天。
Was that important?
这个重要吗？
Yeah.
是。
Okay, you ask a child who's going to school.
你问一个孩子，他上学的孩子。
Would you like it if you went to school every day?
所以你愿不愿意每天都上学?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. Would you like that, Sonny?
星期一、星期二、星期三、星期四、星期五、星期六、星期天，你愿意每天都上学吗？
Child says, no, I don't want that.
所以孩子说，我才不想。
You let you go to work every day?
你想每天工作吗？
You get to work 60 days straight, and then you get 2 or 3 days off.
所以呢，你就是说是你6天工作了以后呢，你要2、3天的休息一下。
And the staff say, no, we like the idea of having a day off.
因为那些雇员说呢，我们希望能有一天休假。
God put the Sabbath day in, I believe, for 2 reasons.
所以神把这个安息日放进来，我认为有2个原因。
Number one, that you would have a day of rest.
第一个呢，你会休息一天。
And number two, that you would remember that the only rest you have is because God gave it to you.
第二个呢，你会记住你有能够休息一天的这唯一的原因呢，是神让你休息一天。
What is the first thing that happens at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel on Sundays?
所以在我们那个第16九福音教会星期天早上发生的第一件事情是什么？
We come together to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们一起呢，就在一起说呢，感谢您，主耶稣。
That's the whole theme of our program.
这是我们整个呢节目的主题。
We spend a whole hour, and really all we do is say thank you, God, for all your goodness to me.
我们花一整个小时，其实真的在说呢，主啊，我们要感谢您。
Is that right or wrong?
这是对的还是错的？
It's right. We should spend a whole lot more time doing nothing but saying thank you.
这个当然是对的。我们应该花更多的时间呢，就在前呢，对神说了感谢您。
Now we don't keep the seventh day. We actually, in Canada, we have set aside the first day of the week.
所以呢，我们不是守安息日，在加拿大呢，实际上我们在把那个一个星期的第一天分别出来。
The seventh day was a day set aside especially for the Jewish people.
所以这个那个第七天呢，被那个分别出来，主要是特别是为了犹太人的。
The early Christians did their worship on the Sunday.
所以早期的基督徒呢，他们敬拜是在星期天。
And that was true in the apostolic days as well as those that followed.
所以呢，这个就是在使徒那个年代，也同样是在接下来的那些年代。
If God has given you, sorry, the fact that God has given you a day off, say thank you.
因为就是说神给了你一天休息这样的一个事实呢，你要说感谢神。
Don't bother doing your work on Sunday.
所以呢，不要在星期天去做你的工作。
Now every day is, every person is different, but I can tell you my story.
因为每个人都是不一样，但是我可以告诉你们我的故事。When
I was at university, I decided that I wasn't going to spend Sundays studying, but rather I would spend Sundays doing the work of God.
因为就是说是当我还在上大学的时候，我决定呢星期天呢要去学习，而不是来服侍神。And
so that's what I did.
这是我所做的。But
on one or two occasions, I was really terribly behind in my work.
因为就是说，在几个情况下呢，我确实说是啊，对我的工作呢，就是说是还没做完。So
I thought, if I'm going to pass this university exam, I am going to have to study on Sunday.
所以我说呢，我要通过这个大学的考试，我必须在星期天学习。It
was Christmas time.
那个是圣诞节，圣诞季。I
sang in a choir, Christmas choir.
我在那个就是圣诞的一个合唱队里唱歌。We
were a pretty good choir, and we were invited by a church in Victoria to go over as a choir and to sing at church in Victoria one Sunday, the Sunday, one or two Sundays, I guess, before Christmas.
因为我们那个合唱队呢唱得非常的好，所以呢，当时在维多利亚的有一个教会呢，他邀请我们就在圣诞节之前那一两个星期天呢，去到他们那里去唱合唱。
So I was a pretty smart kid in spite of the fact that I was having trouble in this course. So this is what I decided to do.
因为当时呢，就是是啊，也不是太聪明，但是呢，特别是我在那个合唱队里，这是我决定怎么做的。
I decided that I would stay home that day and study.
因为决定的那一天呢，我就留在家里学习。
I figured it wouldn't look bad because the people who were in the choir would think that I stayed home because I was attending church.
这个里面呢，就是我是认为呢，那样呢，对我来说呢，并不是说是感觉不是很好，因为我们合唱的人呢，他们呢不也许不认为我是待在家里，而是我是去了教会。
And the people who were in the church would say, it's not that bad. He's probably gone to Victoria to sing.
因为那个在教会那些人呢，说呢，他也没那么坏，他可能呢去到维多利亚去唱歌去了。
So I stayed home and I studied really hard.
因为我待在家里，非常努力的学习。
So who wants to finish the story for me?
谁想跟我结束这个故事？
I wrote the exam.
我那些参加考试。
You're right, I failed.
你是对的，我不及格。
I said, Harold, would you remember that, please?
Harold，你要记住这一点。
You don't need to study more, you need to honor God more.
你并不需要太多的、更多的学习，你需要把那个荣誉更多的给神。
Years later, I was invited, I was taking a course, I told you this one. Years later, I was taking a very hard course, a mandatory course.
因为就是几年后呢，我再参加一个考试，我跟大家讲过，参加这个课程呢，这个是必修的课程。
It was an almost impossible course to understand.
你这个课程呢，基本上是不可能你能理解的。
So anyway, along came a fellow. He said, I took that course. I understand it. I will have a special seminar for all the people in the course. They can come to the course. They can come to my seminar. I will tell them all about the course.
因为有个人来，他说呢，我学过这个课程，学过程呢，我知道这个课程的全部，所以呢，我要办一个特别的研讨会。这个研讨会呢，就是要你们大家呢都邀请来参加这个研讨会，我会给你们讲讲这个
I
课
said,
程。
when is the seminar going to be? They said Thursday night.
我说那这个研讨会是什么时候？他说星期四的晚
I
上。
said I will be there.
我说星期四晚上我会去那里。
Then they changed it and they said it's not going to be Thursday night, it's going to be Sunday afternoon.
然后他们改期了，改期了，他说不会在星期四晚上，是在星期天的下午。
And I said I will be there.
我说我会参加的。
So I stayed home that morning.
那天早上呢，我待在家里。
And I read my Bible.
我读我的圣经。
And I read some verses on honoring the Lord on the Sabbath day.
因为我读到一些经文呢，就是在安息日的时候呢，要去再把荣誉给主。
And my conscience bothered me.
我的那个良心谴责我。
So I phoned my friend and I said, I will not be at that seminar this afternoon.
所以我跟我的朋友打电话说，今天下午我不会参加你们的研讨会。
So the next day I saw him at school. I said, how was the seminar?
因为第二天呢，我在学校见到他们，我说那个研讨会怎么样？
He said it was absolutely wonderful. Every one of us now understand that course really, really well.
那就是绝对奇妙的一个研讨会，也就是说，我们参加会的每一个人呢，现在真正的理解了这个课程的是什么。
I said everyone except me.
我说每一个人除了我以外。
So anyway, I think the exam was on Friday morning.
不管怎么说，我认为那个考试在那个星期五的上午。
I studied till about 11 o'clock that night. And I didn't learn very much.
因为前一晚呢，我就一直学，学到11点钟，我也没学出什么来。
Anyway, I went to bed and I went to sleep.
不管怎么说，我就上床睡觉了。
And I slept till about 20 minutes after 11.
因为我一直睡到呢，就是说是11点20。
And I woke up.
然后我就睡醒了。
I thought, Harold, you better study.
我说，Harold，你最好学习。
So I got out of bed and I studied and I studied all night.
所以呢，我然后从早上起来又一直学了一整晚上。
I don't think I learned a thing.
我不认为我学到什么了。
I went to the exam in the morning. I looked at the exam. I couldn't understand one question.
因为早上我去参加考试，我看的那些试卷，我一个问题都不明白。
I thought this is hopeless. What am I going to do?
我说这个太绝望了，我应该怎么做呢
？So I started to write, and I just wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote.
然后我就在试卷上去写写写写瞎写。
So anyway, we all we got our, we all wrote the exam. We got the grades back. I said to my friend afterwards, I said, on that exam, how did you do on that exam?
然后呢,不管怎么说呢,我们都在参加完那个考试了,然后呢,我们的分数都出来了。我跟我的朋友说呢,你认为那个,你考试的时候发挥怎么样?
He said, well, because I went to that seminar, I got a B.
所以他说,因为我参加那个研讨会呢,我得了B.
I said, well, that's really good.
我说这个太好了。
I said, what about the other fellows who were at the seminar?
我说其他的参加那个研讨会的人得的分数。
He said, I checked, they all got B too.
我说我跟他问过他们,他们全部得了B.
And then they said to me, Harold, what did you get?
他们说,Harold,你的分数是多少?
I said, I got a B too.
我说我也得了B.
Okay, would it have been better if I'd taken Sunday afternoon and gone to the seminar? Or was it better just to read the Bible Sunday afternoon and write down everything you didn't know on the page?
你这个里面呢,就是说是,你是哪样更好呢?你是在星期天下午去参加那个研讨会呢?还是呢?你星期天的下午带着自己,就是说是读圣经,然后呢,参加考试的时候,什么的,瞎写一通呢?
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
你呢,要记住,安息日,守为圣日。
That's not a commandment, it's that commandment is not repeated in the New Testament.
你这个不是那一个诫命,是在那个新约里重复的诫命。
But God will honor you if you honor him.
但是呢,如果你尊重神,神呢也会尊重你。
And our time is way over time because I told you my stories, I apologize.
所以我们的时间远远超过了,因为我讲我的故事,我抱歉。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, you're a good God.
主啊,您是一位良善的神。
Help us to honor you. In everything we do, we pray.
帮助我们把在每一件事情上都把荣誉给您在我们所做的事情中。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.